Today on the Dark Side of, a Missouri woman accused of fatally stabbing boyfriend with a sword to set him free from entities. A man accused of fatally shooting a grandmother, dad's girlfriend, while family exchanged Christmas gifts. And an Iowa woman and teen accused of attacking man with a hatchet in an act of apparent revenge. The stories and more today on the Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. If you like the show, be sure to check out our Patreon page and press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, patreon.com or the Patreon app, and search Dark Side of, or go to darksidepod.com. It's Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the program. And my voice sounds semi-normal right now. Give it 5 minutes. And I'll sound like John Dutton from Yellowstone. I got, I think, a light case of bronchitis I'm rocking right now. So, good times. It's the yearly bronchial issues that I get. It's so fun. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm excited. Keep talking. See if you can beat
You're just letting me talk. You're like, just, I'm just not going to say shit. I'm just going to wait till it breaks down.
I'm excited for your audio version of a chameleon of sorts. You're not going to change colors. Your voice will just change.
I can do... My Casey Kasem impression becomes even better when it gets really crackly. It just, it kind of, it resonates more with what his sound was like. But, no, Casey today. It's, see, I'm starting to get a little rougher. If you watch Yellowstone, you know what I'm talking about. Suddenly it's like, oh my God, John Dutton's reading the stories. But, yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead after we record this is just fast forward to the 37-minute mark and see if I can even... Here, Tony, it's like you left the episode.
He's
but
gone.
To answer your question, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, I think people like me.
And that's all that matters. Some interesting stories here today, and including I have one that I can kind of tie into one of them involving, which one do you think it is? There's three of them here.
The one, girl who rips off her ex-boyfriend's penis with her horse?
That was not in the headlines. So I think you're reading too much into a story.
I mean, her spirit animal is the penis.
Oh, okay.
And the sword girl, the sword woman.
No, but it does involve, it's the hatchet one. I have a hatchet story to share.
All right.
Later in the program. Who doesn't like a good hatchet story?
Does it involve taking off a person's limb?
It involves Oreos and a hatchet.
All right. Double stuff or mega stuff?
Family size box.
Hello.
Yeah. Three family size boxes of Oreos, actually.
Did you know there was a double stuff and a mega stuff?
How much? At a point, there's just too much stuff.
A couple weeks ago, holiday party saw a kind of the back room, because obviously when you have holiday parties, you want to present everything on a tray. You want to have appetizers instead of the other. But then you go in the back room where it looked like a Costco threw up, and it's, you have all the packages of such. And, mm-hmm. and I saw a mega stuff Oreo packaging, and I was a bit dumbfounded. I thought, well, there's double stuff, mm-hmm. and then there's regular Oreos. What the hell is mega stuff? You know, I'm just not full enough when I'm stress eating my double stuff Oreos. Give me some more cream.
So what is like the caloric count on a single?
Didn't look. The ingredients were three paragraphs long, like, but I just thought to myself.
400 calories per Oreo.
The difference in volume or size from the double to the mega?
Yeah.
Alas, has absolutely nothing to do with a hatchet.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to find out more.
Hey, speaking of holiday parties, I just had a New Year's party the other week. And I got to say this, and you should be aware of this, too, because, you know, we did karaoke at the party because I do karaoke at almost all my get togethers.
Fire love.
And I got to say this, you know, years ago, I haven't had parties forever. Like, I wasn't allowed to socialize for years. Now that I had a party, we had karaoke. It was fun. Everyone had a great night. Fun. It was a New Year's party. But the thing is, here's what I didn't consider. that now exists that did not so much exist the last time I had like parties that involved karaoke with multiple people. Video. And every single person having a fucking camera.
It will never die. That memory, you'll just be able to dial up.
And I gotta say, you know, you may sound, you think you sound pretty good with the echo going and the reverb and the mic and the speaker right behind you. You're like, shit, I'm fucking nailing this. Mm-hmm. And then when your girlfriend sends you the video of the song you thought you did really good, you're like, oh, holy shit.
Where can I see this? Is it in the description of this episode?
It is nowhere, and it will be never anywhere. But it was just like, oh my God. So I think when I do karaoke now, I'm going to have to really start going professional and getting like the earpieces that professionals wear so I can hear my tone.
Everybody turn off your recording devices.
Yeah. There'll be like a sign at the entrance to my house saying like put your recording devices here. No flash photography allowed.
When you go through the metal detector, just don't take it out of the basket when you go through. Leave it in there.
People are going to think it's like well, there's no way this type of party. Normally you put keys in here. It's like, that's no. It's just you can't record karaoke. That's all it means. But anyway, that was it was a fun holiday party, though. It took about 2 days to clean up from it, but it was fun. Let's go to our first story here. Missouri woman accused of fatally stabbing boyfriend with sword to set him free of entities. And I gotta say, I see a picture of her here in the prison getup. She kind of looks like she's doing a glamour shot.
Does she look like the stabby type in your first coffee, getting to know each other?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Okay. I mean, and doesn't look like the type that's going to think the person's full of entities. She looks like someone who would be, you know, working anyway. She looks like a normal human being. There's no red flag I would have on this person going, probably going to stab her boyfriend with a sword to free him of entities later tonight. No, plenty of people I would think that of, but her in this picture? No, not one of them. Anyway, this is in Missouri, Cape Girardeau. Stories from True Crime Daily. A 32-year-old woman was arrested for allegedly stabbing her boyfriend to death with a sword on Christmas Eve. According to the Cape Girardeau Police Department, at approximately 11:05 p.m., just before Santa's hours, officers responded to the Barbary area near Quince Street in regard to a report of suspicious activity. On the scene, officers found Brittany Wilson standing outside the home with blood on her clothes. Upon further investigation of the home, officers reportedly located Wilson's deceased 34-year-old boyfriend, Harrison Stephen Foster, in the basement. Police said he appeared to have suffered stab wounds on his body. According to KFVS TV Action News, Wilson allegedly killed her boyfriend with a sword because she believed Foster had entities living inside his body for the past several months. Officers told KFVS that Wilson claimed her boyfriend was harvesting body parts from other people, and she was setting him free of his entities by stabbing him. Wilson reportedly called the police after stabbing him 3 times. Wilson was arrested uncharged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. She remains held at the Cape Girardeau Municipal Jail on $2 million bond. Okay, my question on this. What is up with the last year or two of people killing their significant others because they believe there's entities in them? Is this new, or are we just hearing more about this shit because any crazy local story now is a national story?
Yes. Idle minds, you will create fantasies. Usually, you're busy enough with doing this, that, or the other. Yeah. That there's no opportunities for significant other limb collecting thoughts to head into your brain. But you know what? When you're already bored and then you throw on even more time to think about all these things, you end up killing your boyfriends with a sword.
Yeah.
And now to Tony with that 8-day forecast. Looks like we could hit 70 by the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It might, in fact, get there. Right now, we're sitting at a chilly negative 42. But, you know, thanks to climate change, 70 is right up our alley. Granted, it's going to melt all those piles of snow out there and cause massive flooding. Probably a lot of deaths. But, hey, get out there, enjoy the sunshine. That's why I'm wearing shorts right now.
Oh, this is just coming into the newsroom. Speaking of that snow melting, we now see four bodies that have been under the 15 inches of white stuff. We're going to go now to Hector. He's now out on the scene, please. Mr. Sosnansky, could you please give me the very latest of the bodies being recovered by local law enforcement?
We've been out here since Thursday, and yeah, you know the Tootsie Roll Pop thing? How many licks does it take? I guess it's a question of how many degrees does it take to melt the snow down to find them bodies? And I gotta say, once we did find them, you know, you'd think the snow would have preserved them. They kind of look like the inside of a Tootsie Pop. The smell is horrendous. There's a lot of people kind of standing around, staring and pointing. Some kids are over there making TikToks by him. And I believe one of them actually just grabbed a femur. And there's an assault going on down the road involving that femur. We'll have more at 6.
Rob Taylor Sports, we're going to have to bump you as we wanted to go live to the scene of the body. So getting back more on track is us going on a riff of a pseudo newscast. There's other people that rather than creatively bullshit with their one-time radio brethren, they become on board in other ways, you know, like killing significant others. So this is another friendly reminder, if you're down in the dumps already in this new year about not finding love in 22, guess what? At least your new girlfriend who you met online isn't cutting your wiener off with an axe.
God, I wonder how much the isolation that some people have been in is playing into this sort of thing. And that's also possibly why we're seeing more of it.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Thanks for the content. Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
A man accused of fatally shooting grandmother and dad's girlfriend while family exchanged Christmas gifts. That's our next story from Fresno, California. A 23-year-old man allegedly shot his grandmother and his father's girlfriend to death as family members get together to exchange Christmas presents. The Fresno County Sheriff's Office announced they arrested Austin Alvarez on 2 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Would it be inappropriate if I played Christmas music during the story?
Please. And I'm curious to know if his grandma and dad's girlfriend is the same person or two different people. I mean, you can never be too safe right now about who you welcome into your life. Hashtag COVID.
I think that's a fair question. All right, let's get some Christmas music playing here. Hang on 1 second. Let's
perhaps a crackling of the fire.
Now you're really asking a lot of me. I'm just trying to find a Christmas song. Now you want crackling fire. My God! Okay.
Maybe footprints of some fresh snow falling overhead on the rooftops.
Okay, let's see here. Okay.
This is good. All right, kids.
Let's go back to the story.
Let's go open presents.
The Fresno County Sheriff's Office announced they arrested Austin Alvarez on 2 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. According to a statement on December 25th at approximately 1:45 p.m., deputies responded to shots fired, a call on the 1700 block of Goodfellow Avenue in Ridley. Deputies on the scene located two female victims with a fatal gunshot wound. They were identified as 58-year-old Magnella Alvarez and 39-year-old Messia Rashid. The Fresno County Sheriff's Office reportedly identified Alvarez as a suspect and learned that he fled the scene in a GMC pickup truck, just like Santa. The Sheriff's Office contacted several law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for the car, including the California Highway Patrol, Reedy Police, Orange Cove Police, and more. Alvarez was eventually apprehended at the intersection of American and Anchor Avenues on Orange Cove about 10 miles away. Homicide detectives went to the scene on Goodfellow Avenue and reportedly learned Alvarez arrived at his home while family members met to trade Christmas presents. According to the statement, Alvarez allegedly fired at Magnella Alvarez and Rashid, then noticed his father sitting in a parked car and fired shots at him. The father remained unharmed. The sheriff's office said the motive remains unclear and the investigation is ongoing. Alvarez is being held on $2.5 $1 million bail. There we go. You can make anything a happy story if you just put some jingle bells behind it.
I don't know about you, but listening to that, I now do also have a new holiday tradition.
Killing people and listening to jingle bells?
Well, I just interpreted that as a lovely preview of a new direct-to-DVD series that's fun for the entire family.
What's that?
Who gets killed at Christmas?
Who gets killed at Christmas? That would be an interesting one. Somehow the Amazon device over here was triggered by something we said because she's like, what did you say?
What I'm interested is to find out what percent of people, what percent of households in the country do not have any voice activated insert, what have you. Being home for Christmas and chatting with my family, it is I feel as though I'm still walking along the Oregon Trail. All of my family members, Google, blah, 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 Alexa, blah, blah. Are you fucking serious? What? I don't have anything in my residence, albeit I don't have the Brewski estate or manor. I have no voice. I don't even have Siri. It's annoying because the enunciation and did you say custard? No, I said Phoenix, Arizona. Did you say tart? It's annoying.
Yeah, but it's becoming more invasive.
Holy hell. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
A, just use your fingers to type in the search bar. And B, if you then have allowed all of this AI to take over your life, you then can complain of, oh my gosh, and privacy issues and how
do
you, are you. So in any event, I don't. It just kind of blew my mind of how many people can no longer actually use their limbs to search for stuff or to play a song.
It'll just be grunts. Well, eventually, I told Harper the other day, I said, you know, eventually when your kids are like learning language, it'll just be grunts. They're just going to revert back to that because typing is going to be too much. Speaking will be too much. It'll just be like the AI will be able to interpret what you're wanting just by like the moan that someone makes.
Oh,
like did you want Pizza Hut?
Oh, you said Rod Stewart and a medium pepperoni.
Exactly. Here's Rod Stewart and a medium pepperoni. Now, and the thing is, I've had, I enjoy them, but I will say over the last year or two, there's been far more things where it's like, you have to say it's trigger word for it to supposedly respond. I say nothing like that trigger word and it starts like responding to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? That I don't like. I mean, they're all listening. I know. I have nothing to hide, so I really am not worried too much about that. But it is feeling like it's a little more invasive than I like. But I don't know. I mean, but here's something that does run through my mind because I watch a lot of Dateline and me and Harper will watch it together quite often. A lot of times we're getting ideas for stories for this very show. And when you're discussing the stories of Dateline aloud, you know, you may say some sentences that if completely taken out of context.
Local law enforcement show up at your doorstep.
Yes, it's like, and you're just talking about the case. You're talking about what someone did. But if something hears you incorrectly, it could be like, well, you just said this. Like, yeah, we're talking about Dateline. Like, I don't know. It has run through my mind a couple of times, which is a weird thing to think about in your own home. Like, should I say this sentence out loud or is like Alexa going to hear me? And like, what if it's going to see? I just said its damn name. And is it going to like misinterpret what I said? Because it's
do
all
you want the regular Tony
and it's all recorded. Because here's an example. Yesterday morning, Harp's getting ready to go to school. Harp was not getting ready to go to school. She should have been getting ready to go to school. She, in her sleep, it was her first day back. Her alarm goes off. She's been, you know, home for the last 2 weeks with Christmas. So she just tells it to turn off and goes back to sleep. I get up. I usually time it. So I have like 10 minutes between her, you know, getting down her down to the bus and everything. She's still in bed. So we're like rushing to get everything together. And I said, what happened? She's like, it never went off. I said, I'll check the history. I checked the history and I can see exactly what she said to it. So any, you know, again, if it's picking you up, quoting Dateline, all that shit's there. Like, it's like reading the transcript in court. Like, you said this. It's like, again, Dateline. It didn't pick up Dateline. Of course it didn't. But now
you can go back and look at transcriptual
of what you said.
Data of, oh goodness.
Only if it's picking up what you're saying. It's not going to like if I were to go back and listen right now, it's not going to tell me what I'm saying at this moment because it's not triggered. But if somehow it does get triggered, which it seems to randomly get triggered by the letter A, it will then start recording what you're saying and it will be in transcription logs. And I believe on the cloud, the audio actually exists somewhere because I believe it's been used in court cases before where somebody's like, you got an elect? I don't want to say it out loud. And they contact Amazon and they look into it and they are actually able to pull some audio like to prove, you know, something was going on in the house at that time. So I mean, in some ways you can look at it as this, you know, keeps you more accountable. It keeps others accountable if they do something horrible because there's, you know, it's essentially like having a security camera, which I have, but you're pulling audio as well. I don't know. It's to me, I enjoy the value of it because there's a lot of conveniences I love about it. But I don't know if I had anything remotely shady going on, I don't think I'd want them around.
I am, again, this is so astonishing to me in the sense of A, how one can become so dependent upon voice activated, what yeah. have you. I don't know. Maybe I am old school yeah. or paranoid or a combination of both, but that is,
I mean, I use it. The only thing I really use it for is being able to as like intercom to Harper in the other part of the house. If I'm like down in my room and she's in hers and it's like, hey, we're going to go to the store. I don't have to walk all the way up the house and go up the stairs and go to her room. I can just, hey, get your clothes on. We're going. That and music. And I love the music feature of it because I can pull up Pandora, Spotify, whatever, by just speaking out loud. So if I'm cooking in the kitchen, which is mainly where I use it, then I can just say it and then boom, anything plays, which to me is still an amazing feat that we can literally speak out loud in any song in the world. We can have suddenly start playing around us. That to me is like one of the most amazing things of technology in our lifetime. It's something I never thought would ever exist.
The prior testimonial was an actual Alexa customer, not paid for by Amazon.
It was.
And now, back to the podcast.
I like that it can evaluate what it sounds like when I'm going to the bathroom. It can tell me, is this a rough day? Should you have a laxative today? And it'll suddenly be like, that sounded kind of rough. Like a laxative?
Did you drink a lot over the weekend and not realize what you ate? Do you want to find out if it's going to be a fart or a bit more? That's right. The new and improved Alexa.
Wake up in the morning.
If something starts a brewing downstairs, she'll let you know.
Thank God.
It's okay, Tony. Let it go.
Thank God these things didn't exist. Like,
oh, that's not a Pop-Tart. That's a Pop-Shart.
Thank God these things didn't exist like in our early 20s to be like waking up going, here's the dumb things you said last night when you were drunk. It just plays them off to you. It's like, oh, my God. Have a good day. That would have been interesting at 22. All right, let's go to our next story involving the hatchet. This one comes to us from TCD as well. Iowa woman and teen accused of attacking man with hatchet, an act of apparent revenge. Okay. 52-year-old woman and a 16-year-old male stand accused of attacking a man in Sioux City with a hatchet earlier this month. According to a news release from the Sioux City Police Department, on December 18th, approximately 6:55 a.m., officers responded to the Dean Apartments on Nebraska Street for a report of a stabbing. On the scene, authorities reportedly located a 61-year-old victim who said he was in his apartment when his brother opened the door for a woman they both knew, police said. Once the door was opened, a male entered and struck the victim with a hatchet on the shoulder, causing a life-threatening injury. Shit. Police said the victim was transported to the hospital for surgery. He reportedly suffered a broken bone but returned home to recover from his injuries. Upon further investigation, police say Mary Blair, the suspect, had gotten into an argument with the victim, and he forced her to leave his apartment.
According to the Sioux City Journal, surveillance video revealed Blair letting the teen, later identified as Malachi Bissett of Winnebago, Nebraska, into the locked apartment complex. Reportedly had a short conversation on the stairwell before going to the victim's unit. The Sioux City Journal reports that Blair knocked on the door, stepped to the side so that Bissett could enter. In an interview with police, the Sioux City Journal reports that with Bissett entering the victim's unit, Blair claimed to have a blackout. Blair reportedly called Bissett to protect her protector and added that he was angry with the victim for forcing her out of the apartment. According to police, Blair was arrested on December 25th, charged with first-degree burglary, going armed with intent, assault while participating in a felony, and willful injury, causing serious injury. Blair remains held in the Woodbury County Jail on $60,000 bond. Bissett was arrested December 27th, charged with first-degree burglary, going armed with intent, assault while participating in a felony, and willful injury, causing serious injury. He was booked in the Woodbury County Jail and charged as an assault, but remains held in the Woodbury County Juvenile Detention Center. So, the lesson here is, when you have an argument with somebody, don't return with a hatchet in case tempers flare.
I'm a little confused here of who was the hatcher and who was the hatchie.
I don't know.
Who's the one that got struck with the axe?
Well, the guy in the apartment.
And when you get struck with an axe, I'm not sure that a broken bone is the only. I would more so a gash or a wound.
Yeah. You probably get all of it. You probably get some broken. I mean, especially if you get struck in the shoulder, because there's a lot of, you know, arteries and shit over there.
You don't get you don't get bruising from being struck by an axe. It's more so, a vein of sorts or jugular.
Yeah.
A lot happening here.
Yeah. I don't know, but an axe is a scary thing to see someone wielding outside of, you know, you're cutting tree parts and getting firewood. Anytime you're walking around with an axe, it's like there's something fucking wrong here. I mean, who's walking around with an axe?
Again, if you're not in a very rural area or preparing firewood, not a lot of reasons why you need an axe. Keep your table level, fix a flat tire. It's pretty much you are getting the fireplace ready.
Yeah.
You, you're a woodsy type.
Yeah.
Or you're going to kill a friend.
One of the above. So
there's no all of the above.
So I'm doing some spring cleaning, literally working through my house room by room, and there's a lot in this house that I haven't gone through in a couple years, maybe. This is like where you kind of get to the odds and ends where it's like boxes over there, something over here, a lot of stuff on the surface I've gone through. But I'm trying to, you know, declutter and such. So I'm going through the mudroom yesterday, and there's a lot of stuff that is accumulated in that area, boxes and crates and this and that. And I'm going through, pull down this big crate off of a shelf, and inside the crate I find three massive things of Oreos, of the family size Oreos. I'm like, oh my god, like. And I'm guessing they were put there at the beginning of the pandemic, when we kind of stockpiled a bit of food because we didn't know if we were able to leave our house for a little while. Because, you know, you need Oreos, especially when you got kids. So I'm like, oh, great. Well, Harper will be happy with these. So I brought them down and I put them in her area. Underneath the Oreos, I find the funkiest hatchet I've ever seen. And it's kind of like, it's like a multi-purpose farm tool. I can tell it's really old, like it would have been used. So like, oh, I get it. Like if you're walking around the farm, this was a good thing to have. But it's also not, you know, 1883 anymore. And I'm looking at this thing and it is like a leather cover to it. There's like a leather thing on the handle. I'm like, well, this is interesting. And it's like, oh my God, super sharp. Like this has been sharpened, you know, in the last couple of years, and it's just sitting in the box of Oreos. I'm like, why is there a fucking hatchet in this thing of Oreos?
So this is in your residence?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we should probably back the truck up a little bit more. How that...
I didn't put it there.
Are you sitting, Tony? Here's a leather couch that you can lay on. I'm going to sit over here with a notepad, and we're going to start a clock, and we'll end at about 50 minutes, 5-0. So really, Tony, the first couple of sessions, we're just going to get to know each other. But yes, I will take an Oreo. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't want skim. Do you have any oat milk? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of dairy.
Almond?
Okay, so... Almond, yeah, that'll work. Okay. Tony, why is there a hatchet in your home?
It ain't my hatchet. I guess that could be, that's almost like a country song. Like, it ain't my truck, that ain't my hatchet. But it is,
Tony,
now.
We Tony, deflection, okay? We don't want to deflect. We really want to get to the... Please answer the question. Why do you have a hatchet in your home?
It's always fun to find random weaponry around your home that you didn't put there. And you know your daughter didn't either. And it's like, oh, this is fun. It just keeps, like, it's like the choose your own adventures of the paths that were not chosen that came very close to being a Dateline episode. And it's like, well, I'm glad that path wasn't chosen. We just chose this other one. Yeah, it's like, shit. I don't know. I don't know what else I'm to find on this adventure, because I'm starting to feel like I am kind of like uncovering, I don't know, they're treasures, but they're certainly interesting items that I'm coming across. I'm like, what? Why is this here? Oreos? Really? But yeah.
Has the expiration date been met on those Oreos, or are they still okay to consume?
You know, I honestly didn't look at them, and you know what? I don't think Harper gives a shit either way. If they're stale, she'll eat them. It doesn't matter. It, you know, and me at like midnight, I'll eat them too. I don't care. So I would have to guess they're probably a little expired, but they've never been opened. So someone will break into them, and we'll find out shortly.
Well, I think this was a really great introductory session. You can leave the Oreos, and you know, we'll see you next week. I appreciate it, Tony.
Well, I now have the hatchet. I did keep it, and I put
You leave that right here on the table.
I put that
right here.
I have an area that I have another weapon. I have a handgun in the, you know, in case there's ever an intruder or something of that nature, and it's in a safe place. And I put the hatchet in that safe place as well. So there we go. I guess I'll have two things if I ever need to go and attack the zombies and when they start, you know, coming at my fence line or something.
Speaking of random zombie apocalypse talk, did you see last week or a couple weeks or whenever this airs, what have you? There was recent video released by, I want to say, the Navy, that confirmed a unidentified flying object.
I thought you were going to say there was like video of zombies on an island or something.
Well, the whole zombie, other life, aliens, etc., what have you. Just another, which then I went down kind of a rabbit hole and looked back over the past, you know, 20 years of multiple confirmed.
Yeah.
We don't know what this is. So
oh, yeah.
I don't really have a vibe either way. But just something of substance was there. So no, there you have it.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. You know, but what I wonder about with some of these things, now that there's other technology out there, there's been a lot of times where it's like these objects would be seen, there'd be a light, they'd move up, they'd go dashing the other way. You know what else can do that sort of shit? Drones. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's in a triangle. You know what you can also do with drones? You can have them fly in formation. And drones...
That are, high, though? Like 40,000 feet up?
As high as airliners, some can, yeah. If they're, like...
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I might can go up there. I mean, I don't know what the exact... But I hit altitude limits or warnings when I fly mine saying, wow, you're in airspace. I can go above the clouds if I want to, if they're low enough. You're not legally... supposed to, because yes, you could hit an airliner or it could hit you if you go too high.
But
we're going to pop that seatbelt fasten sign back on here. We got ourselves a dumb fuck that's trying to play tag with us here with his drone.
Yeah, but
sit back, relax. But we'll be landing in Cleveland shortly.
My thought is drones are now consumer grade products as well. And anyone can get one if you really want one. But usually technology like that exists within governments and that sort of thing for many, 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 many years before it goes public, like cell phones and CDMA cell phones. That existed since World War II. And then, you know, it eventually became a consumer product. So I'm wondering how long drones have been out there in, like, you know, Area 51 type style things where they're doing experimental things with them. Not only with the U.S. government, but others as well. And how many of these things that we've thought were UFOs were literally just like a pack of drones that were flying over at night where you really couldn't see it, but you could see the lights and they did the same sort of maneuvering that was super fast and weird that drones can do. And everybody's going UFO. I'm you know, they're used in the militaries now. They're used in war. How many of these were just, you know, test flights to see how are we going to be noticed? How are we noticed? How are they taken in? We're not shooting at anything. We're just flying around. And then we can get the hell out of there. They can go below radar range, too. So I don't know. I'm just wondering how many of the UFO sightings that we've had in the last 20, 30 years have been governments testing out things. Because many times the things that are seen, it's not Independence Day style. When you see like the triangle and it's huge and it's dark, you assume that is all one connected object. How much of it was never one connected object? Our mind is making us think that, but it's just three individual drones that were kind of flying in formation that made one feel that way. I don't know. I mean, it's just another thought. I personally think there is something else out there that is visiting. I don't really get much into that, but I think there's other things out there. But I also think there's a lot of technology and shit that we have, other countries have, that they fucking test on each other, that, you know, that's all it is. And we're connecting the dots in ways that really, you know, they're not needed to be connected that direction.
I think it's just the advance in technology across the board, and there's going to be something that could have been another life form from a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, as technology advances, it literally could be, to your point, government testing out some stuff, or in 10 years, somebody that bought something at Best Buy that is just bored on a Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, it really could. I mean, I remember the first
time. Which is super comforting.
I remember the first time I saw a drone over my house at night, and it was probably about 10 years ago. So it was really early in the fact that people had them. And it was just somebody, it was in Wichita. I was sitting in my hot tub outside and there's this light that comes over and hovers. Like, what the hell is that? And then I couldn't figure it out. And then it just kind of goes up, moves really weird direction. And then, you know, I look into it a little more and I'm like, oh, it was a drone. Okay. That's what it was. But it made me like wonder for a little while what the fuck it was. But now, you know, it's much more common. It's like, oh, there's a drone. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, and drones are, they're inherently weird to see in the sky, but I don't think they will be in 5-10 years. The Walmart down the road from me now delivers via drone. So you go into Walmart, there's literally a control tower that's at the end of the parking lot that goes down and it goes up. It's like a tower that just elevates itself into the sky, and then they have to see line of sight for the drone, and then it goes and it picks.
Have you received something?
I have not yet, but I want to. What I'm wondering about with that, here's what it doesn't make sense to me yet on the drone stuff, because the boxes can only be so big and the items you're fitting into those boxes, not very expensive. What is it costing to fly that drone to the house to deliver a couple bottles of Suave and Mucinex? You know? It's like, oh, great, I got my order that cost $14. What did that flight cost? You know, because you're having someone man it back at the Walmart. You're having, you know, the cost, the infrastructure just to do this damn thing. I mean, it's got to be at a massive loss right now with the assumption that somehow this is going to flip its direction. I don't know how it's remotely profitable other than they're just kind of experimenting and saying, how can we do this?
I don't think they're doing it for the profit on delivering you some Reese's and a six pack of Big Red.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of a, we can.
And
so
that's neat, but does it make sense yet? What's going to be really creepy is when like fucking Home Depot is delivering refrigerators via drone. And then when one accidentally falls on the highway, it's like, oh shit, a refrigerator fell on a family of four on Highway 45 this morning. It's like, shit. And they couldn't steer out of the way because their car, they can't steer because the car just fucking is automatic and does its own thing.
And sadly, the person who dies will have zero recollection of it because they were buried in their device because the car was driving itself and they never saw the fridge. And
it fell from the sky. Exactly. Yeah. We're starting.
Again, the movie, well, we've been there for probably about 5 years now, but now it's front page. The realization and the bell is going off in all of our collective brains of holy fuck, we got to control alt delete this thing. Is the movie, you remember Wall-E?
Yeah.
Where it's the robot, yep. And then they're in the land where everybody's in a bubble and they're on this flying chair and they're looking at their phones and everybody is 1000% oblivious. And they, the reason I got there is because there was this big old ship where if you go back down to, you know, the level of Earth, it's like a graveyard because everybody got so in their own little world that they fucked everything else. And then they literally had to build this new world that is up on this ship and everybody's in a bubble. Mm-hmm. We're there.
Yeah. Well, I
we're there.
That's like the Disneyfied version, I think, of life right now. I think what we're more like is Idiocracy, which are very similar movies in a way. One's just a lot more raw than the other, but it's basically the same sort of setting. And I think we're there too, where it's like we are almost to this point of welcome to Costco, I love you. As the greeting, because people like, they didn't say I love you when I walk into Costco today. I don't really feel good about myself. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get that hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are about, yeah, I'm scared. Either there'll be a massive shift for the better or their idiocracy will look like a walk in the park in the good old days. Good times. That's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side. Thank you guys for listening. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com, and search Dark Side Of, or go to darksidepod.com. Get access to all of our episodes in advance, commercial-free, bonus episodes, tons of extras there for you. darksidepod.com or Patreon and search Dark Side Of. Until next time, for Sean, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.